In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, today on the second Sunday after Easter, the Catholic Church is celebrating the so-called Good Shepherd Sunday. And the name, the Sunday, receives from the lecture and the Gospel of the Mass today. And we read in the Gospel from the beginning. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, whereas the hireling, who is no shepherd and does not claim the sheep as his own, abandons the sheep and takes to flight as soon as he sees the wolf coming. And so the wolf harries the sheep and scatters them. I am the good shepherd," thus say Jesus. And then later he says, "I am the good shepherd, my sheep are known to me and know me, just as I am known to my Father and know him, and for these sheep I am laying down my life." And we understand more or less immediately that this feast is referring to the priests and to the bishops of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. They have received through the ordination, the holy orders, and consecration eventually the participation on the office of being a shepherd. And we know the sheep, they do belong not to the priest, to the clergy, they do belong to Jesus Christ. And he is giving the responsibility to the human priests. They should take care in the name of Jesus Christ, the divine shepherd. And we must not forget at the same time that there is also reference to other groups of people. And I would like to lead your attention to a special aspect in our life. It means the responsibility, the very heavy and big responsibility. And it refers then also, besides the clergy, the Catholic clergy, it refers also to some other groups of the people. We know who is a teacher. This is a good question. A teacher has responsibility to instruct, to train the youth and the children, the young generation. And a teacher should not only give the people the subject he is teaching, mathematics or physics or whatever, but the teacher is a person of authority, of confidence. And I remember during my school time, we had in the 5th and 6th grade grammar, and nobody did want to learn the grammar. It was boring a little bit for us. And then our teacher, she became sick, and for a certain period of time, another lady, another woman has come, and she found a much better access to us children. She has led us to more interest for the subject, and we were feeling that she is accepting us better, by a better way. And this is the wonderful talent of a pedagogue, of a teacher. And this is for me an example how the teachers, they should learn the children, not only the subject, but also they should learn the children to learn, how to learn. And this is the big value of being a teacher and their big responsibility. They can influence by a positive way. And we do always remember our teachers who were for us and are for us a type of good authority. Or for instance, the doctors, they have also a very high responsibility. They should also not only do the diagnosis and to give us pills or whatever treatment, whichever treatment, but the doctor has to find out and to accept a person in total, not only the physical side of our existence, but also the spiritual one, the emotions and the soul. And this is then a true doctor who is not trying only to heal the wounds of the body, but who is also trying to respect the spiritual wounds a person is suffering under. And here we see how teachers and doctors, for instance, can make very serious mistakes when they do give a wrong instruction, when they do by laziness or a guilt, unattentiveness, allow that a mistake, an error, or a bad treatment is given to their patients, for instance, there is reason, a big responsibility. And we see also with regard to the priests, this is a good example, the modernism changes. How many priests did understand this is the wrong way for the church? And only there where priests have said, no, I will not cooperate, there could usually start groups of conservative traditional Catholics, because the priests have done in many regards the first step. They kept faithful to their vocation to serve God in the name of Jesus Christ and to serve the true church. And how many other priests have made wrong compromises? And then we see what happens then and what is the result. So everyone who is involved in a duty, having a responsibility over other people, especially over children and youth, they must be aware. They should from time to time also pay attention on the serious point that they will have to give responsibility. It doesn't mean that we should become triste and disappointed and having fear all the time. No, we should try to do by a positive way, try to fulfill our duties and to give the heart, to devote our heart in this duty. And then we can trust that God will reach people by His grace and through our activity, God can move the hearts of the people. And then we give a good example and so on. But we know how heavy will be the responsibility if we are not good shepherds. And let me mention one very personal question. It's for me very personal. From time to time, I'm thinking, yes, the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. will I be able to do this if a very serious and critical situation will arise? Nobody knows forehand whether he will have the courage, the intensity of his faith, so he can lay down in extreme situation and resist the different sorts of pressure of the enemies of the truth and of the church. And I was baptized and led to the first Holy Communion by a priest who was a real confessor of the faith, who has spent 13 years of his life as imprisoned person in working camps in the former Soviet Union. And when I remember this, I know the weakness of the human nature. And then you ask seriously, very seriously, the question, if it should come, will you be strong? We do not know. But this question is permitted, and it is sometimes really necessary to be asked, what is with you? And on the other hand, we do not know what will come in future, but this should lead us to more fear of God, to more sincerity in understanding of God's will, the more devotion in fulfilling the own duties as we understand them today. And sometimes we know the human reaction. Somebody is receiving more authority, but the people have the tendency to think how great I am because somebody gives me more authority and more duties. They trust in me, obviously. But it would be much better instead of, as first reaction, having joy and happiness to think how big is the responsibility. How big is the responsibility of a priest when he says a wrong word, when he gives cause to a scandal by a wrong word, wrong activity, when we accept a sort of wrong compromise, then the people can be misled. And the Sunday today of the Good Shepherd should help us to become more and more aware of our responsibility, and especially the parents then too. When the parents do not try to fulfill their duties, how can we hope for the next generation? If the parents lose the faith, if the parents lose the good values, and they do not live according to the Christian virtues, which sort of disaster for the next generation? Nobody can guarantee that the own children will stay faithful, of course, but we have the holy duty to give them a good example. And if we don't, then we must not be surprised that we are co-responsible then. And this is evil then, a very high responsibility. So we have also seen, especially in the last 3 years, but since a longer period of time, but now more concentratedly, what also which harm can be caused by wrong decisions, for instance, of politicians. They have also a very big responsibility. And when the politicians are more those famous, as Jesus says, hirelings, if there are more hirelings, if their heart is not beating for the best of the own country, of the own people's identity, for the best, trying to prepare a better future, then we see what the result is. When the corruption is reigning all over, when the lie and manipulation, and then we know how many doctors, many teachers, many clerics have been involved in that, then this is horrible. But this should be for us an example, and from that we should learn, no, I must not participate on that. My holy duty is to give a good example by my words, but by my behavior, but a faithful and sincere fulfilling of my holy duties. And then we can hopefully also reach people of goodwill who are searching the truth. And then we will reach them by this or that way. But let us always be aware of the responsibility we have for the other people. And the Sunday of Good Shepherd is leading our attention also to this aspect. Every teacher, every doctor, every priest and bishop, and every politician should be aware of that. And we can cause many evil by a wrong behavior, wrong mentality. But we can, especially today, when even many people are going astray, unfortunately, when we stand up, when we resist a contradict to the spirit of the world, then the more precious it is, then people who have a good intention, then we can help them to find the truth. And this is our holy duty. That's why we should never lose the confidence, but grow in the fear of God. And this will help us to fulfill our duties, giving the best we can. And by the support of the grace of Jesus Christ, we can help him in fulfilling of his office of Good Shepherd. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.